Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love Miller, Marine, and Jordan. This is a love fest called Doug Loves Movies, and my guest today are Amy Miller, Artie Marine, and Sean Jordan. Hello!
Hi!
Happy Sunday, May 30th, 2021, Memorial Day weekend, everybody. We're almost halfway through this asshole.
what asshole is that?
I say
the
that
year of 2021. 2021, okay. I think, is an asshole. 2020 was an itchy asshole.
Yes, yes. Okay. I think that's accurate.
Yeah, so we got a lot of work to do. There's a lot of bad things, but there's good things all on the horizon, and let me list them right now alphabetically. In her 87th appearance, it's Amy Miller.
Whoa, hi. Is that real? That's awesome.
Nope, I make them up as I go.
It feels true.
I am not a statistician.
Feels more like 100.
Yeah, I might have been off. Sometimes it's fun. I'll say somebody that's been on 3 or 4 times, I'll say this is their 30th appearance. And then they really, it's a real gaslight situation there because they get confused and sad. So how many times do you think you've been on? Arden Marine, everybody.
Hi, I'm going to guess I've been on, this is probably number 6.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Feels good.
That feels about right. I think it's about number 6.
I think it's, I think you're, right on the money if I had to guess. And I've been appearing as many times, maybe a few more on your podcast, Will You Accept This Rose? And we are going live.
Yeah.
This Friday.
At Dynasty Typewriter, and also live streamed if you're not in Los Angeles. We're doing, Doug is my rookie of the year of 2021. It's a bachelorette podcast. And so this Friday, because the show starts a week from tomorrow, we are doing draft picks live at Dynasty Typewriter, where we go through all of the suitors for the upcoming bachelorette. We pick our top 3, our villain, our drunk on the first night, thirstiest, and who's going to be the next bachelor. It's going to be great.
I love it. I love draft picks. I'm very into sports.
Me too.
Famously.
Me too. I love just goals and baskets. I love sports.
They're actually both wearing jerseys right now. You guys can't see this. But.
I am. I am wearing a hockey jersey, right? I'm a huge hockey fan.
It fits nicely.
Yeah. I just wear this with like enormous, enormous like muscle pants. And that's just how I celebrate Memorial Day.
And a foam finger.
A foam finger everywhere, which actually helped during the pandemic because it kept my hands clean.
I am picturing you opening doors in public with a foam finger.
Absolutely. I went to Trader Joe's fully masked with two foam fingers for all of 2020, and it was great. It was great. I'm number one.
You're number two.
I'm number two. I'm number 11.
A lot of comedians are saying like, oh, good riddance, Zoom shows. You know, we don't have to do shows on the internet anymore. But I'm happy to do them if it's going to keep the unvaccinated at home.
I agree with you. And that's why people have to prove double vaccination to come next week at Dynasty Typewriter. Because I don't want somebody's nana getting killed from, I don't want to be like a super spreader event just to pick bachelors. You know what I mean? Like, it's not worth it. Not worth it. I'm not trying to kill somebody's nana to figure out like what hairless man is going to come in number five.
Yeah, I just wish the old fashioned, you know, what super spreader used to mean could come back.
What is that, Doug?
I don't know. Something gross. So
a nice lady with her legs open.
A super lady. And then she flies around with a cape, but then she keeps her legs open. She flies around with her cape with her legs open.
Yeah. You both read my mind.
She is
all
super.
Right, so
she's super.
Sean
she's
super Jordan.
Generous.
This is setting up Sean Jordan beautifully because he is here as well. Hey, Sean.
What's up, dog?
You're having a baby.
Yeah, man. We're having a daughter in like days. It is. Whoa. Fuck. Yeah, I'm stoked.
That is wild.
Is that your first baby?
Yeah.
It's. I mean, that. That's
that he
major.
Knows about.
Yeah, that yeah, I'm,
thank
that
you,
I'm gonna
super
take care
spreader.
Of.
Hey.
I'm saying. He's a nice lady.
Some teenager in South Dakota looks a lot like Sean walking around right now.
I'll catch him. I'll catch him one of these days. Using my credit
him.
Score. Yeah, I will. Do what my dad didn't.
Well, you know, more importantly than your impending fatherhood, you're going to be on the bill with me as my support act, as we like to say, at the Tacoma Comedy Club on Saturday. I mean, excuse me, Sunday, July 11th.
Yeah, I got the okay from the queen to dip out, even though she will have a brand new baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about. Is just as you get closer to that date, I feel like the two of you both are going to feel differently about you know, driving a few hours away to do a comedy show instead of being with your brand new baby.
We definitely discussed it, and I will. It's close enough. And I went in like obviously you have the ultimate say, so that's. You know, so she's cool with it. As long as everything is, you know, on the trajectory that it should be, it'll be all right.
I'll make myself available that night, Doug.
To I'll go all the way to Tacoma? Because he's only going to be 2 hours away. That's why I asked him to do it. But I just didn't, when I found out that the baby's going to be born a few days before. Also, like, what if, you know, who knows what's going to happen? You know, there's plenty of late.
Perfectly is what's going to happen.
There's plenty of late healthy deliveries, so that could happen as well.
Right. That's
no,
right.
They're gonna. We have like an induction date and everything. It's yeah. We're
it's
like
July 10th.
Oh, really?
So it's July 10th.
In Tacoma, July 11th.
It's gonna be actually at your show. It's at your show, Doug.
I'll be one of those weirdos that brings their baby.
Yeah. Put her on stage. Got to start early. Get her up there.
Get her up there.
Yeah, get like a tiny little bong.
Induction date just means that Sean's going to leave her to join the army.
Uh-huh. Gotta learn, man. You know?
Gotta learn. It is weird when you do stand-up and people have brought infants or toddlers. I've been at shows and there's like babies running around and that's hard.
Dude, I was...
They don't like your jokes?
In someone's yard the other day, I was doing a show and there were two like 12-year-olds and it's just weird. The parents heard a couple jokes and that would be the cue to like maybe dip out with your 12-year-olds, but they didn't. They just stuck around and they're like, they said even after the show, they're like, they got to hear it sometimes. And I heard the jokes and it's like, no, they don't. They don't need to hear that ever.
Because I feel like it makes everyone else so tense and uncomfortable because everyone sees the 12-year-olds and it's like, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, I just ramp it up. I just make it the filthiest set I've ever done.
Yeah.
Because I just can't help myself. And you know, it's funny.
It is funny.
You know, we didn't tell them to bring their children, you know, like, and so that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Love that. I would love to see you do that. I'm going to borrow a baby. I'm going to borrow a baby and come to fly to Tacoma and just wait for it. I can't wait.
Somebody's baby started crying at a Douglas movies, and that was back when I had these monkeys that were on rubber bands that I would shoot into the crowd. And somebody's baby started crying at UCB, like in the back row. And I said, you know, hey, shut up that baby, or I'm going to hit it with this woot monkey. And they were like, go ahead. And I'm like, what? And they're like, go ahead, hit my baby with that monkey. So I just fired it right up there and it hit that baby. It was crazy. God. I mean, it's a pretty soft thing, but still, that person's a nut. But I
will not extend the same offer for my responsibility.
Yeah.
Did you think that your aim was so good? Like, were you really a mass? I mean, that's a pretty impressive aim.
No, that's the problem. Is I just shot it into the general area and got lucky. But
yeah,
you know, it's a bad kind of lucky when you, because I was kind of intending to just be like, ha ha, he shot it. He tried to shoot it at a baby. You know, that was a whole joke to me. But I hit the baby, and it's legendary, and it's on tape.
That's incredible.
I've seen a baby get hit with a fly ball at a Mariners game, and that was a lot less funny.
Oh,
Jesus.
Horrible.
Poor baby.
Sorry.
That poor baby.
All right. Well,
he's doing fine,
Amy.
I'm sure.
I'm going to do
thanks
a lot of this. I got a daughter now, stuff, so I can't be.
You know what, though? The baby's dad, this is the problem. The dad was holding it. And in the other arm, he had a giant bag of popcorn, and he never dropped the popcorn. Just like...
Oh my God.
So he's probably divorced now, but I'm sure the kid's fine.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Yeah. That's intense. That's intense.
They
You're
should,
welcome.
There should be, you know, there should be more netting at the ballparks like they have in other countries. But we're not here to talk about that.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. Yeah,
we are. We're here to talk about netting.
I want to talk about baseball the whole time.
I know so much about it.
I love
sports.
You could recommend a baseball movie, Sean, because right now it's time for us to visit Recommendation Nation. Uh-huh. And that's where each of my guests has to recommend one movie. I know it's tough to do. There's a lot to choose from, but maybe something you saw recently or something you think will really make somebody happy during these weird times. Amy, are you ready?
I think so, but I can't remember if I recommended Bad Trip last time too. And if I did, that's very funny and embarrassing.
I like it. I think you should recommend it every time from now on.
It just,
there's always going to be somebody who hasn't seen it yet. And it is so funny.
It's so stupid and so funny. I mean, I just haven't laughed like that at a movie at home in so long. Like, I've already seen it twice.
I'm laughing
just thinking about it. Tiffany's hilarious in it.
Who's in it?
Eric Andre, Lil Rel, and Tiffany Haddish. And I mean, a bunch of people, but they're just
stupid. Yeah, the three of them, it's like, you know, the movie has a plot, so to speak, but it's, you know, it's basically all prank show. Like, regular people get it in the, like, Tiffany is amazing, like, fighting with, you know, arguing with people and stuff in front of strangers and just ramping it up. And like, they do a lot of crazy shit where you're just kind of worried for them. It's funny and suspenseful at the same time.
Yeah. It really seems like they're going to get their asses beat at all times. It's so good. And it's kind of heartwarming too. Like, it's pranks with a narrative. It's very funny. And then you're like, oh, this is kind of sweet.
It's prank
I'm gonna
stuff,
watch it.
Like,
it's like Jackassy, but the movie has like an actual narrative.
Like, they're playing, like Eric Andre plays a character, who just crazy shit happens, but they always do it in front of, like, he works at a car wash at the very first scene of the movie. He's working at a car wash and he turns the hose, the vacuum hose on himself, and it pulls his entire outfit into it. So he's just naked. But the coworkers don't know it's a movie. So right. they're like standing around going, what the hell is happening?
Oh, I love stuff like that.
It's so great. It's so funny.
I didn't know that sounds super dank.
Yeah, because most of the pranks don't hurt the people involved at all. I mean, they might be a little traumatized, but, you know, what are you going to do? But they don't, like, you know, yeah, like some of those like Jackass things where they make somebody think they're about to run over a baby with a car or something. That to me is like, oh, my God, that you might really be messing with somebody's head in a huge way.
But this is just like Eric vomiting all over a redneck bar.
Give it. I'll take all of that you got. That sounds so rad.
So funny.
Yeah, it does get a little Borat-y at times in that they do allow race to add a level to it that gets a little touch and go.
Arden, and hey, all those people signed releases after, so they must be proud of how they feel.
It is amazing how few that's blurry the faces. It's
college
crazy.
Kids in the first Borat that were basically, weren't they like talking about almost raping someone and they signed a release and you're just like, are you kidding me? Good. I'm glad they got out of it. That's so gnarly.
Yeah, anyway. they sued later.
Yeah. But, cowards.
But in the moment, I think people sign because everybody wants to be in a movie or TV show.
Yeah.
So they don't remember. They just suddenly think, well, I didn't come off that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they hear like Tiffany Haddish, they get excited, they sign it, I'm going to be in a movie. And then it's like, what?
I'm going to be in a movie.
Well, you actually end up seeing the producer guy with the release clipboard for Bad Trip, like, and he's super charming, so he seems like someone too that if he came up to you with a clipboard and he was like, sign this, like, just sign it,
like, can I sign it with your eyes, they're gorgeous.
He's the guy that they bring out right before Eric's about to get his ass beat.
All
he's the guy that's like
it.
yo wait, this is a movie.
stop, please don't kill him.
I'm gonna watch that. That's up my alley. That's definitely up my alley.
That's sick.
Well, what do you recommend, Arden?
Okay, I'm going to recommend, I can't believe I'm recommending, I mean, this is so sort of basic, rewatched this accidentally, and it made me laugh so hard still, okay? I did not mean to watch this again. The first 30 minutes of Something About Mary is fucking funny. I was dying. I forgot, like, you could not release it now. It is so funny. And then you forget also how funny Matt Dillon is in it. Yes. Matt Dillon's enormous teeth and like it was so he was so fun. Magda, I again, it was just like I threw it on. I saw it and it was just like I was surprised at how back to back how much I howled in the first 30 minutes. It really holds up. It's so fun. And you forget like just it's Ben Stiller just getting tortured for like 35 minutes, like aggressively. I gotta say, it's a good way to start the summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll watch it again.
All the way down to how they can't say Brett Favre's name is hilarious. What about Brett Favre?
Oh my God, it's so good. Funny. Her brother throwing him, like her brother just fucking attacking him.
When he hits him in the throat.
Just like literally.
God, because it's funny.
Ben Stiller is so little. It's like, and they just when he gets like caught, like you know, blowing the guys and the rest stop. And just like the cop that like beats the shit out of him. It's just like if you ever wanted to see Ben Stiller just get beaten on for like 35 minutes, I got to say, it's not something that you think about. You would not sit and go, oh, I'm going to buy that and rent that. Like if you just want a stupid summer movie to start the summer with, it is funny. It holds up.
Oh, hell yeah. Chris Elliott for days. Chris Elliott never got enough shine. And then
Chris Elliott
so
with
funny.
His acne, his disgusting acne, all of it. It's so good.
What's
so good.
Woogie? Is it Woogie?
Oh my God. Yeah, Woogie. It's so good. I mean, just the quick visual of his dick in the zipper, the way it looked, because you're waiting for it. And you forget how many people have come in to look at his dick in the zipper. And like when you get that, like who, whatever art department built that, or makeup, or whoever built that dick in the zipper, holy cow, they should have worn, they should have won an Oscar for it. It was incredible.
Well, it's like isn't, he spent some gum.
It's so good.
Boy, isn't Keith... Hurt. Isn't Keith David one of the people that comes in and looks at it?
He's the best.
The great black actor.
I think wasn't he the dad? Is he the dad?
I think so, yeah.
He's the dad.
How'd you get the beans above the Frank?
He's the first one to point it out. It's so good.
Yeah.
How'd you get the beans above the Frank?
I peed next to him once at a premiere, and I couldn't think of anything good to say.
Oh my God.
I wish I had just said that.
Would you have called it Pemir, maybe?
Huh? Pemir.
Yeah.
You wish you would have referenced his beans and Frank while his dick was out.
God. I just
thought, you know, because also he would not, he's probably one of those actors who would have no idea what movie of his I was referencing.
Yeah, he's in 2000 movies.
You also forget, like, Cameron Diaz at like 23 was she was hilarious and adorable and like, she was such a good sport, she was such a star. Like, you just see it and you're like, she was just perfect. And like, she believably seemed nice to him in the beginning. Like, you know, she was so beautiful and cool and like, she was great. I mean, some of the stuff, it's like, oh, there's all these guys like really stalking Mary. But like, and then Jonathan Richman hanging out in the trees. Like, all, they're like, this is a weird movie.
Go through the all the Farrelly brothers how do you even describe their, you know, the
canon Uvra, their canon
oeuvre oeuvre sounds too fancy, canon sounds, I don't know if that's the right word, but you just go through their filmography and
I don't know what that word means.
Sean, this happens every time we podcast together, and well, this time I don't have time to explain
it's
it.
It's French.
It's okay. French.
You
it's
kind
French.
Of pronounce it like Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
That's right. In that movie, they just go, ooh, over.
Well, after this, I'm going to go burn more books because of this.
Yeah.
Trying to get rid of all of them.
You should.
Over is a tough one. Over is tough to look up because, you know, you have to know how to spell something to look it up.
If it is one of the first words you teach your baby, it might be kind of easy for a baby to say that one. You should start there.
Start with Uvra. First word she said was Uvra.
Move Uvra.
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 Her first word, you should teach her like one word from five different languages. So then whenever anybody's around her, you can, you know, start bragging about her being bilingual.
No, yes. Is going to be her first word. No.
Well, that's every language.
Strong words.
Yeah. Sean, what's your recommendation today?
It was on Hulu. I watched it the other night. It's called Plan B, and it's about two teenage girls have a party. One of them has sex, and then it's like the quest to get the morning after pill, but it's set in South Dakota where they're shitbags, and they all got rid of their Planned Parenthoods for real. And so it's very funny, but it's also an extremely just good emotional movie. It's very good.
Natalie Morales directed that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. I don't know. Have you guys seen it?
No.
No, I want to.
I haven't seen it yet. No, but
it's fantastic.
Like she said, friend of the show, Natalie Morales directed it. It just came out. Like, you just watched it.
Yeah, we watched it immediately. Well, I have a little girl on the way, so I got to keep.
Yeah, so you got
to. My ear to the street.
To learn about Plan B.
You've got to.
It is like, it's really good.
I was driving on Pico last night to go to the comedy show, and there's a strip club there. It used to be a comedy club that I performed at a lot back in the day called Igby's, but now it's a strip club. But the strip club was called Plan B.
Wow.
Which, like, why would you call, like, that makes no sense.
Wow.
In any context, even the other context, like, we had better plans tonight, but now we're here with you strippers.
There's other places.
Just rude.
There's somewhere else.
since you bring up strip clubs, there's one in Portland called Devil's Point, and right when the pandemic started, when quarantine started, their sign just said temporarily closed, and it's hilarious.
That's wow.
That's really
perfect.
Good.
Yeah, it was perfect. I drove by all the time.
Yeah. I drove by every other day. Just
crying.
Checking.
And like, why aren't you, hey, why are you clothed?
Why are you clothed? Take it off.
Well, all right. We'll see if anybody's seen all three of these movies, because there are definitely varying degrees of freshness, and Plan B is so fresh and so new. Mm-hmm. But I am going to check it out. It kind of reminds me a little bit of I really enjoyed a movie called Unpregnant that is on, I think it's on HBO Max, and it's about a road trip to get an abortion.
Isn't that sad how many like driving to get sexual health care we have?
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's a genre. Like if there were still video stores, there'd be a shelf for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, you can't in South Dakota. I just looked. Like I just Googled on Google Maps just to see, like, do they really don't have any anymore.
That's awful.
It's insane. I don't know. It's just,
I hope these ladies get in the car, drive to go get that abortion, and then just keep on going away from South Dakota. Yeah.
I really try to stick up for it, man, but they do not make it easy, that fucking place. I love it, but it's tough.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for visiting Recommendation Nation. And the exits are on your right. Don't forget your valuables. It's time for our first break, and we will be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back, and our first game today is a new game that I'm excited about. It's called Pool Party, just in time for summer.
Oh, I'm already dressed for it and everything. I'm in my bikini. This is great.
Bikini. Oh,
right. I just got a new swimsuit. Like last night, I got it.
Oh my God. Well, who doesn't love a swimming pool? I am I've lived most of my life, in places where there's a swimming pool, and it really enriches my spirit.
That's the first I've heard about your pool, Doug.
Yeah, I know.
Kind of rude.
I know. I'm like, Doug lives the pool life. That's amazing.
Scattered YMCAs throughout the country.
We're coming over right now.
I do kind of book my hotels based on if they have a good pool or not. That's really a priority for me.
Do you go early and get your chaise lounge?
No. I'm not about, if I'm, I could sit in the sun anywhere. I'm about being in that water.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the time. But this game really doesn't have anything to do with, it's just a play on words, because it's called Pool Party. Because I'm going to name a fact, and we'll go to you one at a time. We'll start out in alphabetical order. So Sean will go first. I'll give you a fact, Sean, and it pertains to Deadpool, starring Ryan Reynolds, or The Deadpool, starring Clint Eastwood.
Great.
Or both.
Great.
Okay. Mm. My stepdad took me to the Deadpool when I was like 7. I hated it so much.
What is that? What are you talking about?
That Clint Eastwood movie. He made me go see it, and I was like, this sucks, dude. I'm a kid.
I saw Sudden Impact when I was like 7, and it was awful.
I was like, what are you? We're going to this movie for you, Doug. I don't know what I'm doing here. This isn't QT.
Doug. That's bad dad, Doug.
Sean, I feel like you had to say the phrase, I'm a kid, to a lot of the adults in your life. You guys, don't forget.
Dad. I'm a kid.
I'm a kid, bro.
We didn't meet at the bar.
You know what? I had that same dad.
Yeah, dude.
We all have that dad.
That's fine. Anyway, sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. I know this is a very emotional time for you. And
it really is, dude. I'm like, I'm a basket case. I cry all the time right now. It's hilarious.
All right, so you're going to get the first fact here, Sean.
Okay.
Just tell me if it's Deadpool, the Deadpool, or both. And
we're
I'm
not
excited.
A green light, Playboy, hit me.
You've seen both, so this should give you,
You're the expert here. Expert.
I think I blocked out the other one.
All right. Is 1 hour and 48 minutes long?
The Deadpool.
That is incorrect.
Son of a
gun. Ooh.
Yeah, right? So now we go to Amy, and it's narrowed down to two things. Is it Deadpool, or both movies are 1 hour and 48 minutes?
I'm going to say Deadpool, Doug.
I'm going to say you're correct, Amy.
Wow,
you're on the board.
Good job. You're on the board. Point.
Congrats.
She's on the board. Great. I'm a board baby.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the expression I learned last night watching some game show, that the expression above board comes from card playing, and that you know people hide the cards underneath the table, so they need to be above, you know, on the board. Oh. Above board, that's where that came from. Yeah.
Huh.
Those things are fascinating until you think about them for a second more and go, what a waste of time. All right. Arden.
Yes, sir.
You get to go first on this one.
I love it.
Deadpool, the Deadpool, or both, has members of Guns N' Roses in it.
Deadpool.
Your answer is Deadpool?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes.
That is incorrect.
What?
Whoa.
By the way, missed opportunity.
Sean.
Yeah, man, this is wild. I like to think that I know what movies Guns N' Roses are in. Deadpool. Or no, sorry, the Deadpool.
You're going the Deadpool?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Dope. How could that be? What year?
Was it Duff?
It was all of them. They were fans, and the song Welcome to the Jungle is on the soundtrack of the movie. Jim Carrey's character, I think, lip syncs to that song.
What year was the Deadpool? Am I allowed to ask that?
Carrey's in the Deadpool?
No, because that might come up. No, actually it won't, because they're very far apart in years, so it couldn't be, you know, I like to do ones where it could be both.
Jim Carrey's in that?
Yeah, Jim Carrey's in the Deadpool. He plays like Liam Neeson's character is a video music director, and Jim Carrey's in one of his videos. And then I think Jim Carrey ends up dead like right away, right after you meet him.
In the pool?
It's called, both Deadpools are called Deadpool because of the idea of people betting on who's gonna die when.
Right.
A Deadpool.
It's like a draft pick, but for death.
Exactly. So they're both just fun titles, and one of them's a fun movie. And Amy's up first on this next one. Deadpool, the Deadpool, or both, has frontal nudity.
I'm going to go with Deadpool.
That is correct.
Phew, I haven't seen either. So.
What? Seen Deadpool's so good.
Oh, no, because it's not for girls.
You're absolutely right. I'm so sorry. What was I thinking? I dressed up in male drag and went, and they let me in. I tricked them. I said my name was Kyle.
I can't. I don't like the tone of Deadpool. It's very it just sounds like people who correct me on Twitter. I just can't. Right.
With
the way
that.
He talks.
Okay, fair enough.
I hear you. I hope
I hope this doesn't traumatize you too much, this game.
I think I'm going to be okay.
But at least you're winning.
Oh, my God.
Arden's up first this time.
I need to win. I need to get on the board, above board, Doug.
Yeah.
You know, that means holding your cards above the table. It's crazy. It's a fun little fact.
Yeah.
Oh, does it? I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's fun. It's a real fun fact.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Huh. Never heard that.
Yeah.
What an oeuvre of facts you have, Sean.
Oh, shit.
Are you going to name your daughter Oeuvre?
Oeuvre? Ooh, this is my daughter Oeuvre.
Okay.
We're back with more of short attention span theater. And. Here we go. Arden.
Yep.
Includes the line. Someone says the line, man, I think I need to change my shorts.
Now, I don't know anything about the plot of the Deadpool. Of course, my gut instinct is Deadpool, but that burned me last time. But then if I go against myself twice, do I have a better bet of just going with my instinct twice? And then, okay, I'm going to go with, man, do I need to change my shorts? I'm going to stick with Deadpool.
Incorrect. Sean.
Not me. I'm the worst.
I'm going to get crazy here, and I'm going to say both.
That is also incorrect. Amy, for the win.
The Deadpool.
That is correct.
I have terrible instincts. I have truly the most below board instincts.
I'm glad we didn't have to do more of these because one of them has Jim Carrey in it. And I sort of blew that one.
You did.
When I said that earlier. But maybe the first and ever time we play pool party, and Amy is our winner, which means some of you know what it means. A lot of you know what it means, but I'm going to tell you after this break. We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back, and Amy gets to go first. In our second and final game today.
Okay. Well, I need this. Yeah. I really need to come from behind. I need this.
I mean, you know.
I'm terrible. I'm terrible at this. And I love games, too. Like, it kills me. It kills me.
They are fun.
Because I love to play.
They're fun every time. Winner.
Oh, every time Doug asks me, I'm excited. I come so excited, and then I'm terrible. I'm the most enthusiastic, terrible game player. It's okay. I can still come from behind. I'm optimistic. This isn't a sad sack pity party.
No, you got
it. Your jumpsuit.
But Arden, I've seen you on. You seem to do well on 25 words or less with Meredith Vieira.
Yes, I do. My friend Meredith. My friend Meredith.
Are you saying she's like more of a comfort? Like, do I make you more nervous or something?
You know what? You terrify me, Doug. No,
you like
I don't.
To live on camera. You like that show better because it's
only
on camera.
It's the only time I can feel alive is on camera, Doug. You know that. I'm like a marionette. It's like I just thrive on camera. It's like you get that contouring going on my face. It's like just show me when, show me where. I'm alive.
I'm a super spreader.
I'm flying around. My legs are open. Let's go. I'm not. That's not true. Any of you pervs out there, put it away. Not true.
She is not flying right now with her legs open, everybody.
Get your heads out of the gutter.
Get your heads out of the gutter. I am not a super spreader. Okay.
Arden, we'll hand you the win.
You got the W.
I don't need your pity party. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Did we lose Doug?
No, I'm here. I'm just thinking about a pity party and like, who would even say yes to an invite to that?
Oh, wait, that could be one of your games. You could do a pity party game, like pool party, but it could be like, are there pity movies?
I don't know if there's two movies with, there's a town called Pity, I think.
Okay.
And that's probably the only movie with pity in the title. It's not like a direct to.
There's not a movie called Titty Pity.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, great. I'm going to go on the WGA and register that right now.
You know, the video store where I worked in college had a There's Something About Mary's Ass. That is a pretty good film. I don't know if you guys saw it.
I like just like how lazy that titling is.
It really is.
Like about Mary's ass. You know what I mean? They make it a little perkier.
There's something about Mary's hairy ass.
I mean, that is already more fun. That's already more intriguing enough. It is interesting. Like I didn't see that coming.
You could be like, there's cum thing about Mary or something.
There's cum thing about Mary. See? There you go. That's why you're winning right now. That's why you're ahead.
Thank you. Sorry, Doug.
I can't believe what does Nair do? It's like kind of removes hair from your legs or something.
Yeah. Yep.
Why didn't they run?
You're not supposed to use it anywhere else.
Yeah,
they should have started a Nair Something About Mary campaign with her.
Nair Something About Mary.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Okay. We're going to play Filmily Feud.
Yeah, great.
It's like Family Feud, but the questions are movie based, and I'm the one that asks 100 people the question.
Well, I love it.
We'll take turns. You each get to answer in each round, the first three rounds. Amy gets to go first because she won that last game. And she also gets to go first if there is a tiebreaker at the end.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Amy.
Yes, Doug.
I asked 100 people to name the best volcano movie.
Ooh.
I gave them 4 choices, but you have to guess from all the history of volcano movies which one you think they responded to based on my suggestion.
I'm going to say Dante's Peak. Is that a volcano?
That is, in fact, a volcano movie.
Do I list others? So
good job. Nope, that's it. Just one answer.
Okay.
And then that's your answer this round. Then we go to Arden. Can you name another volcano movie?
Joe versus the Volcano.
Hell
okay,
yeah.
Now if you're just going to joke around and not take this seriously, then...
That's not a volcano movie?
Yeah, it is. I'm just kidding. That's a valid answer.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Sean. What do you think? What volcano movies are left over?
There's one that's like equal to Dante's Peak, and I cannot remember the name of it. It's got Tommy Lee Jones, and I cannot get.
Oh, Tommy Lee Jones, and it's a volcano movie.
Tommy Lee Jones versus the volcano.
Fucking A.
Anne Heche plays the other volcano in that movie.
Your buddy.
Yeah, my pal.
I can't think of the title, so I will say Pompeii, as it is also a volcano movie.
Oh, Pompeii is a great answer.
Coming in hot.
It's one I wished I'd have thought of when I did this.
Damn it.
But I did not. I thought of Volcano.
Volcano. That's
Tommy
the one,
Lee
isn't it?
Jones.
Yes. Volcano.
That's insane.
Yeah. I kept saying volcano while you were trying to think of volcano.
Well, Doug, I get it now.
Hey, I watched that movie recently.
Guess what? But this is so exciting. You have another name to add to your baby name list, Volcano.
Volcano would be a great name.
Mm-hmm. So here's how it broke down. Krakatoa, east of Java, got 6% of the vote or the answers. And... then Volcano got 7%, and Amy gets 28 points because 28% went with Dante's Peak.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, Arden.
Yeah.
49% of the people polled said Joe versus the volcano.
Nice.
Thank you. I needed that. I needed that.
Volcano movie.
Thank you. Did I get 49 points?
I agree. Yes, you got 49 points. You're way out in the lead. Like compared to Sean, you have all points compared to his no points.
Yeah, I got a big goose egg over here.
You got 49, and he's just sitting over there going, put me in, coach.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Arden, you get to go first in this next round. So it's really all going your way.
Oh my God, I needed this.
Frank Sabines.
I asked 100 people on Twitter, best movie with a prom in it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So take a second to think about it, because there's certainly a lot of prom movies. Right, I got confused a couple of times with Sometimes It's Just a Dance.
I think I was thinking about Grease. Grease is not the prom.
Grease is not a prom. Strangely, they just graduate without ever having a prom.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Ooh, gosh, I'm torn. Okay, I'm
tough one.
Then there's the movie Prom that just came out. But I don't
that definitely has a prom in it.
Is prom short for promenade? I've always wondered that. Like in this sense, or is prom its own thing and it has nothing to do with
it's, it? It's short for promise to get fucked.
Doug. Promise to get fucked.
I'm gonna do
a lot of super spreaders.
I'm gonna do Pretty in Pink.
Ooh.
Oh. Sean, what do you got one? You think?
Yeah,
of one?
I'm gonna say Rad, where Crew Jones does the Send Me an Angel dance on his bike at prom. It's fantastic.
I bet a lot of people answered that too.
Yeah, I bet I thought of it. And then
did you ask my circle of friends exactly?
Responded to it.
You ask all the kids I grew up with, were they?
Those are the 100 people he asked.
Yeah.
They're all busy driving to their abortions right now, Sean.
I debated the idea of telling you the names of the options before everybody guesses, but then I figure that just makes it a little too easy for the person who goes first to probably pick the one that is obviously the most famous movie that has that in it. You know,
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
So what do you think? Who's left? Amy.
I'm going to go Prom Night.
Wow. With
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Is that a horror? It's a horror movie, right?
Mm-hmm. You calling her a horror?
Nope.
What are you calling a horror?
God, that'd be gnarly. It's a horror movie, isn't it?
It's a horror movie, right?
Oh, that.
Yes, the first of many prom nights. I don't think two or three are as good.
I just thought of something. I thought of a change of an answer, but I didn't.
Yeah, it's too late to change, but what's your new answer?
I'm going to guess that Carrie.
Yeah, that's kind of the, I would argue, the more famous prom movie, even though it doesn't have prom in the title.
She's All That was another real famous one, now that I'm...
Oh, yeah, sure. But here's how the answer is broke down. The aforementioned Carrie got 38% of the vote. Encino Man.
What?
I love that movie.
Yeah. Is great movie. People need to always remember 28% of the vote.
Wow.
Mean Girls. Okay. Big prom in that movie, 33%.
Wow.
And then Red.
And then this cracked me up. The Prom that was mentioned earlier got 1% of the vote.
Wow.
All right.
So no Pretty in Pink?
So no Pretty in Pink. No whatever.
Sean no said, prom night?
No prom night.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think we just gave you a new totally dope list, though. So there's that.
We gave you a better list.
We just doubled the amount of movies practically that we're discussing that have proms in them. And people need those movies right now because it is prom season and you watch movies based on whatever you're doing. That's why I mostly watch crappy movies because I take a dump every day. Our third round. Starts.
I like to watch movies about naps.
I love naps.
Oh my God.
I love naps.
They're the best.
I already took a nap today. I took a little disco nap right before this, and I feel great.
You know what the best way to get, I can fall asleep immediately is if I just turn on a TV series that's streaming that takes place in the past.
I love it. I love
I'm
that
out. I cannot stay awake through a period drama.
What era? What's your peak nap era? What's your peak nap era drama? What like 1800s?
Oh, yeah, definitely 1800s. And once they say that, I'm asleep.
I don't know anything about sports, but I love napping to like a football game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
or like a golf tournament, just like some quiet chatter. And like golf is good, like just quiet chatter. That give me a nap to that. That's chef's kiss.
Who goes first this round? Sean does.
Sean,
you're gonna love this, Sean.
Is it about skateboarding?
Oh, okay. You're not gonna love this.
I'll love it.
Let me tell you this right now. Rad isn't even an option as an answer.
Ooh,
Rad's
tough.
Always an option as an answer to most questions, Doc.
That's
okay.
Tough.
Well, we'll see if you think that any of the people in this movie are named Rad.
Radley Cooper.
Radley. Rad
it's
Rad Cooper. Rad Pitt. I wish his name was Rad Pitt.
Can you imagine how dope that'd be?
And Radley Cooper.
Yeah, and now we got to change. We got to change Boo Bradley.
Just a couple youth pastors coming to your town. Rad Pitt and Radley Cooper here to preach the word of the Lord.
And the former outsider Boo Radley, who got intervened by Radley and Rad. And now he's like, oh, he's part of the world.
Yeah. I'm going to be headlining Rad Garrett's Comedy Club.
Good.
Is that true or just fun?
Just for fun.
Okay. But it could be on your wish list. You know, on
yeah,
your wish
bucket list.
Yeah, I'd love to work there.
Mm-hmm.
Your Radley bucket list.
Bradley Cooper has like a series of ads for one of those pizza chains, Jimmy John's or something, where he's like a mobster and there's things going on where people are, I guess, mad about sandwiches. And I'm just bringing it up to say that I'm against it.
Okay, good.
I love this.
Brad Garrett's, you know, perfectly talented man, but I don't get why he's pretending to be a mobster. Okay.
Oh, you started that story with Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't believe he's doing pizza commercials.
I thought Brad
awesome.
Cooper was doing a little better than that.
No, but I thought, okay,
Bradley
good.
Bradley Cooper starting pizza commercials.
You did mention Brad Garrett, so that's my excuse, is that I just got...
You got distracted.
I got excited about talking about Brad Garrett, but let's face it, everyone would rather talk about Bradley Cooper.
Radley Cooper.
Yeah, Radley. All right, here we go. Sean, here's your question, finally.
Finally.
Yeah. Oh, we're out of time. Which dude from The Breakfast Club gives the best butterfly kisses? I asked 100 people. Janitorial staff and parents excluded. So what do you think, Sean?
I mean, I can only name one of them, Emilio Estevez.
So wow. You think he does the best butterfly kisses?
Yes. I really do, actually. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
That's the eyelash on the cheek, right?
I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not going to tell you how to do it.
Popular Bob Carlyle song.
They do it. I think the only cinematic reference to it I can remember is in Brian De Palma's The Untouchables. Kevin Costner gives his little daughter butterfly kisses, and it's the most violent scene in the film.
I don't know why I was so grossed out by you saying that. I was like, oh.
Right?
It's the thought of it. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. He's like, he's acting like all tough FBI guy. Like, and then he's so sweet with his baby. Fuck that guy.
No,
Barbara gross. Jordan will not be getting many butterfly kisses from her father.
Oh, hey, let me ask you this. Are you going to be a kiss on the mouth parent? And if so, till what age?
Fuck no, dude.
Yes, you will.
I was for like too long. And I think back, I'm like, that's weird. I, no, No, I was. My uncle kissed me on the mouth one time. It's not a bit.
My uncle kisses all of us on the mouth, and it's so confusing.
It's so weird.
I hate it.
Like, turtle up. My shoulders go in. I'm like, I don't know what's going on, man.
We have a family friend that's like a handsy washing machine. And so my mom and I would always, because we both are chesty gals, and he would like roll our chest, like grab us by the shoulders basically and hug us and like roll our tits across his chest. So we always have to walk in holding like trays and coats and like piles of shit. It's so gross. People are so nasty.
My grandpa had a stroke, and so he's like a little out of it. But he still knows what he's doing. He just doesn't give a shit anymore. So I brought my fiance over a couple years ago, and he straight up did the, he was looking at her eyes, and he went all the way to her feet and looked back up, and he goes, whoa, just right in front of her. It was astonishing. Yeah. I was like, Grandpa.
My uncle called me stacked. When I was 14, I said, "Oh hey," give him a different uncle, different mouth kiss uncle. Pulled my arms out like wings. Stood back, said, "Whoa, you're stacked now." And I'm like, "That's how you become a kid. That's how you become a lady comedian."
Oh my gosh, that's so fuck.
So fucked up. They're so fucked up.
Yeah, and that's like the tragiest term for it too.
Stacked. So disgusting. Just garbage people. My gene pool is garbage.
People talk a lot of shit about dad jokes, but uncle jokes are the real horror.
Uncles, you did not want to be around when Uncle Bertie came over.
Dude, when I was a kid, my uncle, when I was young, he would ask me of any girlfriend, he would ask if I put the screws to her yet.
In front of her,
it's like he invited people to ask it in front of. He couldn't get enough people to say that.
Put the screws to her.
Yeah, dude, it was so. I was like, Bill.
Wow. Guys, my uncle just like fully molested people. That's bad too, right?
Yeah, that's bad too. I'm not saying mine did it. I don't know for sure.
I'm not trying to win, but
all right. Yeah. Well, let's get back to the Breakfast Club where. Olive molestation is just alleged and fictional.
It's just from eyelashes. It's just from eyelashes.
Who do you think, Amy, you get to pick now. Who do you think?
Is it only of the boys or everybody?
The question was, which dude from the Breakfast Club?
Okay.
And the janitor is out.
I'm going to go with Judd Nelson.
Okay.
Because he's like so dark and brooding, and he's so sensitive deep inside.
Yeah. But his dad beat him.
Mm-hmm, that's right. But he got a diamond earring at the end. So
he told him he could do his homework on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can do it on the boat.
I like at the end when they're like a geek, a jock, a princess. And then they start to lose me. A basket case, what? And a criminal.
Yep. Yep.
Criminal was a personality type.
Yeah. A criminal.
What a
basket case and a criminal.
Yeah. Fucking hot criminal, bro.
Yeah. The mentally ill and the poor could just fuck off. The rest of the Breakfast Club's going to do fine.
You know who was good as a criminal was Charlie Sheen in the cop scene in Ferris Bueller's. Hot young Jennifer Grey. They had chemistry, even though she was boning her brother at the time. Ferris. She and Ferris had a showmance, but I have to say Charlie Sheen was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting.
I guess I'm left with Farmer Ted, formerly Farmer Ted, Anthony Michael Hall. I mean, you know, you think it's going to be Judd Nelson, but look at those long, illustrious eyelashes on that sweet growing boy.
Yeah, get it.
Well,
get it. Yep.
This is interesting because nobody picked him, and the principal of the school.
No.
Played by Paul Gleason. You mess with the bull, you get the horns. He got the most votes, and he managed to squeak out with 28%.
No, you guys are sick.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
That's disgusting.
I mean, it was an anonymous poll, so people can get a little freaky.
I just fart.
let's see. So who said Judd Nelson?
I did.
Amy.
He got the next best amount. He got 27%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so that brings you to 55. And Emilio Estevez got 25%. So that's Sean's total points right there is 25. So that's not enough to catch up to Amy. Of course, Arden's going to get some points. And that's 20 points, which gives her a total of 69.
And 69, my lucky number, super spreader.
Yes, yes. Arden, you are our winner today. Congratulations.
What? Oh my God, I can't believe
you did it.
That's amazing.
I can't believe it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
This is crazy.
You're better than Meredith Vieira, and I say that on record. I don't need full contour.
Can you... risk future failure and come back as ongoing champion appear with us next week at this same time?
Probably. I mean, let's be real.
Okay. I'm putting you down for a maybe for that. You're a maybe for next.
Oh,
for
yes,
next
I can.
Sunday.
I'm looking at yes, I can. I can right now. Okay. Putting it in.
Arden's in. I changed it from a maybe to a yes, but now it's all just a bunch of scribbles. So I'll double check with you later.
Actually, no, I can't.
Oh, shit. God damn it. Now every box is checked. I checked all three boxes.
I really blew it.
I'm not going to know which one it is.
So hard. I blew it so hard.
All right. Well, we'll talk about this later.
Hey, guys.
And we'll have you back on the show. We'll have you back on the show soon. I'm going to be on your show on Friday. Tell us all about that again.
Okay, so Doug is going to be on our first two episodes because he's our rookie of the year. And even if you don't watch the Bachelor franchise, just to listen to Doug Benson talk about the Bachelor franchise is worth your time. We're on iHeartRadio. It's called Will You Accept This Rose? You can get it anywhere. But please come if you're in town to the live show, if you're double vaxxed. It's at 5 p.m. Pacific time at Dynasty Typewriter. We're also live streaming it, so that's 8 p.m. Eastern time. And so live is $15. The live stream is $10. And if you can't watch if you can't live stream it at the same time, the link is up for a whole week, and you can watch. If you ever wanted to see Doug Benson pick who his Bachelor contestants are, now's your chance. And then he's going to be on our very first episode of the season because Bachelorette starts next Monday, the 7th, and ours will be up on Wednesday. So please support. It's so fun.
Yeah, as I have a very good time doing it, and I'm not the biggest fan of the show. I'm kind of a fan of it now because it gives me something to talk to everybody about. And speaking of stacked, the lineup is tell us who else is on the show on Friday.
Speaking of stacked, wow, you're stacked, and I am putting the screws to all of you if you love comedy. it's going to be Doug and myself. We have Rob Benedict, who plays God on Supernatural. He's hilarious and wonderful. We have Erin Foley, who's a brilliant comedian. I believe she's been on this podcast. Is that correct?
I think so.
And then we have the amazing Carl Tart, who is he's a writer for Keenan. He was a writer for Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He's hilarious. And maybe we have some surprise guests coming up. I don't know.
Surprises. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be so much fun.
So fun.
You got to be vaxxed to get in. It's
vaxxed and relaxed.
Social distancing in the seats. There's going to be, only 75 people get in. And it's a 1,000-seat theater, I believe.
Yeah, and stacked.
You're gonna be
nice if you were also stacked.
You're gonna be stacked and vaxxed and relaxed.
It's gonna be a very special experience, and I hope people join us either virtually or in person. Amy Miller, it's always great to have you. The fans, the Doug Loves Movies listeners, cherish your every appearance.
Oh, I love them.
Tell them where to go now.
Come see me in public. Austin, Texas. Wow, you are lucky. I'm going to be there this weekend. And the newly moved from New York, Creek in the Cave. There's a bear on stage. They have pinball. I'll be there. We have surprise guests.
I love that they moved there. That's so fun. I loved doing shows there in Brooklyn. It's so fun that they moved there.
Yeah, in Queens. Yeah. And then... And then in Queens.
That's
in
right, Queens. Long Island City. Just a you quick... know what? It is then, Long Island City.
Next weekend, I will be in Fort Collins, Colorado at the Comedy Fort. Come see me there. I'll be in San Diego on June 18th. Everything is up on amymillercomedy.com, including a July tour with Johnny Pemberton. Check
oh, that's
it out.
Fun. He's great. What He's a fun combo.
Oh, yeah. That's a super good show. So everybody that can go see that, do go see that. Sean Jordan.
Also come to Austin this weekend. Just yeah, get on Austin. A plane.
I'll be
this
there.
Weekend. Yeah. we have a good time when we're in Austin, don't we, Arden?
Oh my God. We really do have a good time when we're in Austin. It's so fun.
Sean Jordan, his fun's about to end. The baby's coming.
Yep.
And
he had a good run.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun. I barfed all over 6th Street. I got
you had such a good time in your life, and now you're going to dedicate it to something else.
Yep.
But you're going to be on my show maybe on July 11th.
Yeah.
Okay. July 11th at the Tacoma Comedy Club. And it's going to be, I think that might end up being my first, like, you know, full stand-up show. So I'm very, very excited about that. But what else have you got to plug, Sean?
You know, you could look for us at the High Plains Comedy Festival. We don't know exactly what we're doing, but we're going to do a live All Fantasy Everything in some capacity in September. So that's like the next fun, cool thing. So just, you know, stay tuned for that. Other than that, buy a t-shirt or something from your favorite movie theater or, you know, whatever that you want to stay in business. Support them.
Yes. Any place that's, you know, struggling.
That's struggling. Skate shop.
Is coming up with things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy a shirt.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Mm-hmm. Do I have a plug? Oh, yeah, I do. Doug Loves Movies is taping in front of a live reduced capacity crowd at the Improv in Brea, California.
Whoa, fun.
On July 9th. July 9th, June 9th. Okay. Jesus, hang on, everybody.
Everybody just relax.
Hang on. Right. Edit. June 9th. Sorry. 2021. This year on June 9th. So very soon, I'll have three of your favorites there in person, and we'll try to do everything the way it used to be done, and we'll see how that goes. One more time, thank you to Amy Miller, Arden Marine. We'll be back maybe next week, but if not, then very soon. And Sean Jordan. And as always, sincerely yours, The Breakfast Club.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in